Good morning. Can you guys say good morning to the church family?
Good morning.
Good. All right. Well, thanks for saying good morning. I'm sure they appreciate hearing you this morning. Well, before we start the children's story, I'm going to play a little game with you guys. Are you guys good at guessing? Do you guys know how to guess? Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some sounds, and I want you to guess what they are, okay? All right, now listen really good. Here's the first one, okay? Yeah, sounds like a cat, huh? Okay, well, that was the easy one. Here's the next one. Okay, what's this? Oops, sorry, that's still the cat. 1 second. Oh, technical difficulties. Well, yeah, it's a dog. All right. Okay, they're going to get a little harder now. You got to listen very carefully. Yeah, it's a frog. You guys are getting good at this. All right, okay. Now, this is going to get a little harder. See if you guys can realize what this is. Yeah, it's thunder and rain. All right, guys, you guys are doing pretty good. Okay, here's the last one. What's that sound? Do you know what that is? Yeah, I think he got it. It's a toilet. And you know, actually, my story is about a toilet. And it's about how I went swimming in a toilet. But let me explain a little bit. How many are, is anyone here about 3 or 4 years old? Anyone 3, 4? You are? Okay, so this story is about me when I was about 3 or 4 years old and I went swimming in a toilet bowl. Now, it's not the toilet bowl you guys are probably thinking about. It's the toilet bowl that's down at Hanama Bay. How many of you guys have been down to Hanama Bay before? There's this big... You have? Okay. There's this big hole in the rock that the water comes in and out just like a toilet bowl. And it flushes in and out just like a toilet bowl. Well, I was about 3 or 4 years old, and I was down there with my family. And I had some aunties and uncles who were visiting from the mainland. And so me being 3 or 4 years old, how many of you can swim already? Can any of you guys swim already? Yeah. You can too, yeah. So at 3 or 4, I don't think I was able to swim though. And my mom was holding really tight to me because she didn't want me to go close to the toilet bowl edge. Well, that's good. You're better than I was at that age. And in any case, so me being 3 or 4, I thought I was really grown up. And so I let go of my mom's hand and I crept really close to the edge of the toilet bowl. Now the toilet bowl, when it goes in and out with the waves, it sucks out and it comes back in. It sucks out and it comes back in. And so I kept going closer and closer. And can you guess what happened next? I did. I fell in. I just went whoop, right into the water. And, of course, I fell down quite a bit of ways and splash, went into the water. Have any of you guys gone swimming in the ocean? Yeah, you have. So the salt water, if you get it up your nose and in your eyes, doesn't it hurt? I remember, oh, the water went up in my nose and I started coughing and I couldn't swim, so I was splashing and it was trying to get my head above the water. But guess what happened next? I felt these two arms grab me and pull me out of the water. And you know who it was? It was my uncle. He had gone in there before me, and he saw me fall in, and he picked me up. And the next time the waves came and pushed us all the way up to the edge, he threw me back onto the shore. And my mom was so scared because she thought I had drowned because I had fallen underneath the water. So I was lucky. My uncle was there to save me. And just like my uncle, Jesus is there like there for you too. So no matter when you least expect it, when you think nothing is going your way, when you think you're really in trouble, Jesus is there to save you just like how my uncle did, okay? So even though when I was down there underneath the water, not even thinking about Jesus coming to save me, he sent my uncle there to save me, okay? So I want you to keep that in your mind, that God and Jesus is always there to help save you, okay? Now, thanks for listening so good. You guys can go back to your parents. And good job on the guessing game.